Giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
Gamera.
Let's pig out.
Let's
Gamera's. What did he say?
Let's get strung out and watch Gamera. Two, of course. Legion. That's right. Attack of the Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a scary movie. You said this wasn't going to be scary, and I got scared.
That's your fault.
I'm going to tell my mom.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Yeah, this movie, I didn't like this movie a ton.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like it was a bit of a step down from the last one. The last one, part of what we were saying was like pretty good about it was that it like sort of had some brevity with like all the stock stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it really just kind of got to the point.
Yeah.
And this one, it was just like totally like, what? No, we've locked back into like the totally, to me, procedural stuff with all of these movies from this era. I was getting pretty impatient with this movie, watching it.
This movie loves computers.
This movie likes
and TVs.
Computers. Yep.
Anything with a monitor.
They're looking at colors. They're looking at readouts.
Data. If you're a data fan, this movie's for you.
Yeah.
Made with you in mind. If you like looking at data and watching characters analyze said data.
Mm-hmm. And plan.
Making plans, all kinds of plans,
deploying
executing
forces,
plans. Yeah,
outlining
strategies,
and conditions for attack,
maps, simulations,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. This
hot,
movie goes
sexy anime girls,
foot job,
foot job. if you like that, you'll love this movie. If you've searched that 430 times on Google.
On the school computers. they just replaced the last ones that were like, you know, swamped with fucking antiviruses from
which
all
you
these
put on them.
Fucking scraggly young men going through puberty.
Yeah, but if you do that, you'll like this movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, the movie, lots of planning. I mean, it's shit with the other Godzilla movies from around this time that I really don't like, where it's like totally like, it's almost like it knows how procedural it is, you know, and doesn't really care or even likes it maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, this one really embraces that, it feels like.
Yeah, it's like totally, I mean, there's just... I started, you know, especially towards like the second half of the movie when I realized like, okay, this isn't, you know, saving up for anything really, I don't think. I started like thinking about like, you know, man, you could cut that, you could cut this, you know, like.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of, there isn't really too much character at all.
Minimal.
There's really no plot other than what the alien is doing, what the Legion is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's one, and it's also the past one felt, the previous one felt a little bit like this, where it starts out and it just doesn't seem to start out quite on the right note, you know, that you would, and maybe that's me being used to like a modern sort of blockbuster movie structure, but it starts out and it's like, okay, we open on footage of people from another country monitoring and it's like, you know, and then it's like, here's a field trip of kids that, and they watch the asteroid come down, and then, you know, like none of these, it's probably like 5 or 10 minutes before we see like anybody who's going to be a main character. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe not that long, but it starts out on the wrong foot to me. The previous one felt a little bit like that, but it kind of locked into a groove after a second.
Okay. I see that. It did feel like the field trip part did feel kind of like something we'd see in like an old Gamera movie.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't like done in like the cheesy way that it would have been, but just like where we start definitely feels a little dated.
Yeah, it just
And it doesn't, like, lead us directly into the action. That ends up, like, not mattering that much. It's just, like, yeah, we get to see, like, kind of where the meteor, like, passed by.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, there's not anybody we meet in that scene that takes us anywhere. Or, like, we don't really see, like, anything critical.
Not really. Happen. There's no character to introduce.
Yeah.
Which is usually what I feel like would fill in that space in a lot of other movies.
Yeah, we're introduced to, like, two of the main characters by just, like, seeing them, like, at a computer, and they're like, look at this data.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where we end up with them, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The data says we won.
During the big action scene, they're also like, you know, look at this data.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're getting a little more hands-on.
No,
the guy with the glasses is, but, like, you know, they hold on that note for so long.
Yeah, it's
I don't want to be totally negative, because there's a lot about this movie that I really enjoy, and I definitely liked it better the second time.
Really?
Watching it, I felt a lot like you my first time watching it. It was a lot of, like, you know, it's really hard to pay attention to the story, because it's, like, literally, like, just people explaining things to you the entire movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I really like this idea for, like, a sci-fi plot of, like, these aliens that, like, go to planets and then, like, build these big flower things to shoot spores to different planets. I like that idea a lot. It gets a little muddy when the giant one shows up, and it's like, okay, this is kind of a really dumb ecosystem.
Yeah, some of these really do, like, they always start out with, like, a neat sci-fi concept, and then, like, once you get around to turning that sci-fi concept into something giant to fight, you know, the protagonist monster, that's really, you know, sometimes it's really just like, okay, yeah, it really just, like, reveals itself. It's like, here's an interesting way to get a monster on here.
Yeah,
you know.
Don't you see what I mean, that this is, like, just a better version of Megaguirus?
Yeah, no, it was very, very similar. It's really, I mean, you were talking about it when we watched that movie, but it really is like, wow, they
just stole shit.
They borrowed
shit. Less than 10 years
liberally from like, that's a lot. Like, the whole, like, there's, like, a nest kinda and little ones.
Yep, little ones that die off, and then there's a big one, and they get all over the good monster at one part.
It's like pretty, I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, it's
plus,
just...
Plus the fact that they did that and had the audacity to do it, like, way worse.
No, yeah.
Like, that's one of the shittiest Godzilla movies, like, in terms of, like, quality control. You know what I mean? That's a hamburger you dropped on the floor and went up, and then put it back on the fucking...
Back in the box.
Bun, you know, there you go. You know, that's what that Godzilla movie is. And this is, like, you know, it might not be, like... the best, like, all-around Gamera movie, but, like, it's technically, it's polished as fuck.
Yeah, no, I would say
it's whittled down, you know, so well. Like, even, like, the, you know, there's some, like, shoddy CG parts, but, like, they're using it so sparingly, and, like, you can tell, like, so much effort's going into that, too. Like, all the special effects and stuff look fucking great. They're still killing it with the explosions. All the explosions, there's too many explosions for my taste. They just keep going on, but still, every time there's an explosion on screen, it's fucking beautiful. There's especially that one shot when they're, like, looking down, like, the subway tunnel. There's, like, flames, like, slowly, you know, coming towards the camera. Really, really great.
Yeah, yeah. The effects are definitely, I would say, like, probably the best thing about this movie. And there's, like, real achievement. Like, watch it. Like, Gamera looks really good. The suit and, like, everything they're doing with them. The wings, I'm a little iffy on. The glider.
Yeah, I still don't know how to feel about that. It's a weird addition.
It's funny, which, you know, is fine with me, but it's just, like, watching it and, like, seeing it, like, morph into hands, it's like, all right, we're just going to throw that one in for some reason. I don't know why, but, you know, it's whatever. But besides that, you know, like, everything, like, he just looks really nice.
Yeah.
Like, the scale looks pretty good the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The giant enemy monster.
Yeah.
Not as great. I think Mr. Pepperoni on his introduction, which we watched after the movie, said that the guy who worked on Biollante...
Yeah, I think it was like a team that worked on Biollante.
Yeah, which
makes, like, there's a similar fascination online you know, from the online giant monster people between Legion and Biollante, which are two monsters I really can't bring myself to feel the same way about, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just...
It makes for a good drawing or something. It makes for cool concept art, but, like, you watch it in motion, and it's just kind of, it's just too immobile. They try some stuff with it, where it's got, like, legs that it stands up on at one point, but it's just,
I hate watching, it's just not, it was so fun watching Gamera fight Gaios in the last movie.
They did that really well.
So fun. And there's, the level of creativity, I'd say, is on par. There's still, there's never, like, they're never letting it, like, just fucking stew.
No, yeah.
And like one thing, like Gamera's always like flying around. There's that part when he like lands and he's like sliding and shooting fireballs. Like, they're really trying to keep it as interesting as possible. But anytime he like gets up close to the Legion monster, like the scene at like the airport or like, you know, part of that last fight, it's just like Legion's like flailing around. It's just like, you know,
stationary. It just doesn't make for a compelling image to watch. And it's also, I don't like the there's a few like it, you know, like Biollante or whatever, where it's like, you know, this cool top half of it, you know, just visually, and then like the idea of, you know, wherever it meets the ground is kind of vague,
right?
You know, it's always kind of does that look like, I don't know, you know, which it's like, I don't, there's not much more to say other than it, you know, it's not like mobile enough, or for like a moving image, it's just not very compelling.
Gamera is so dynamic in these movies. Like, it really feels like he could and will do anything. You know what I mean? Feels like he could do a fucking cartwheel.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
we could see any angle of him. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But with this thing, it's like, it's always like just, you know, one or two angles, and it's like,
doesn't do much. It kind of stabs.
It's too noisy. You know what I mean? It's got like five fucking little pincy parts on each side of its face, and they do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of moving up and down, up and down, up and down, it doesn't, you know, he can't fucking punch with those. He can't, you know, he can't really slash or anything. It's just like, he's just writhing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not interesting or engaging to watch, and I really don't understand that. There's a lot of people really love this movie and love that monster.
I don't know, man.
Like, I might agree that it is some kind of like technical achievement just because it's big and moving,
yeah, and like complex,
but it's not mobile in the same way that Gamera is.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's got no versatility. There's that one part when it kind of like shoots up and like digs into the ground, and that part's like, you know,
yeah, like, it's kind of like, fuck? What is that? And they just kind of blow past it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, what, you know, it's like, you know, I don't want to be so negative, but it is like, I appreciate you guys, like, we're trying, you know, it's not like you're lazy. It's just, I mean, just what ends up on screen isn't terribly interesting to look at, and doesn't make for very compelling stuff, and without a good story, you know, and everything else is kind of loose, you know, I'm sort of left, you know, pretty bored the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty tired of, you know, the movies. I mean, it's just because there's a string of them that we've been watching kind of recently, where it's, you know, the monster has a little tiny form at first of a bunch of little thing, you know, there's Destroya, which was a while ago, but there's Destroya, and then we watch Megaguirus, and there's this. I think there was one other, there's, of course, the previous Gamera one, which kind of had some small versions at first.
Yeah,
but
I know what you
mean. I don't know. It's just, that is also getting a little samey for me. Where it's like, okay, somebody runs into it, you know, but I don't know. It is very, like,
Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Cloverfield has that, you know, the small ones, you know.
Which it's like, I don't know, it's like, fine, it's just, I'm watching all these close together, so it's really, you know, it's like even more boring to me. The military stuff, really, really, the movie really takes a serious dip after Gamera's, like, immobilized.
Yeah, after that explosion goes off.
We're just, like, watching, like, the government, you know. I mean, it's like what Shin Godzilla makes fun of, almost, you know, where
to, like, make a point.
Yeah,
and Shin Godzilla, you know, like, it's like, you know, bureaucracy is kind of, like, the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
But and then it's just, like, bureaucracy for the sake of, like, filling runtime.
It's like, oh my god, like I, you know, just watching, like, okay, like there was one, I, you know, is like I was saying, I can just, you know, just watching it, it's like, you can cut that, you could have cut that, you know, and it's, yeah. I just, you know, I don't understand. Because it seems like it's not, I wouldn't call it lazy, and I really don't get the vibe where it's like, you know, that they're just like, okay, we got to kill time. Like, this right. doesn't feel like that
and
kind of movie.
And it's also not bad writing, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's not. It's just, there's barely anything going on. It's like, you know, you just don't need to tell me all this stuff. You know, yeah. like, we're watching, like, characters we'll see in, like, two other scenes that never really affect all that much besides saying, okay, go.
Right.
You know, and, like, Japanese military guys being like, we've decided to mobilize the self-defense force. And, you know, there's, like, the prime minister, like, yeah. giving the reasons, and it's like, okay, uh-huh. that's you don't need to tell me.
Right.
This isn't real. Uh-huh. You don't need to, you know, and it's just, yeah, I mean, it just gets, like, so repetitive. There's, like, that one part in the tent. I can't remember what they're talking about. There's, like, should we put out the tanks? And he's like, yes. And
yeah,
watch
yeah.
tanks go, and it's like, oh, my God, like, I thought we'd moved past this.
Yeah, yeah.
In the previous one where they're like, okay, we can cut the fat on all that. Here's uh-huh. the stuff people want
to
yeah, see.
Yeah, they seem to get it so firmly in the last one that it's really weird that this one's, like, so...
It's just two steps back
rooted
in that.
...rooted in minutia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not doing anything. It's just showing you. There's
right,
no...
Right,
it's just because that's what's happening to get to a certain point.
I'll get to my biggest complaint with this movie and why it's not my favorite, just my biggest problem with this movie, is that the entire first movie, we see the government or the military mainly kind of struggling to figure out, like, okay, there's giant monsters, but one of them's a good monster.
Mm.
Okay. And, like, over the runtime, they figure that out. And by the end, they're like, okay, we've developed this relationship where Gamera is good. And it took us a while to get there. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, we
yeah.
sort of had to work with him to get there. But now he's the good monster. And, like, everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. Even have the same military guy from that last movie is, like, in the same role.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get here, and they're like, how do we know we can trust Gamera? And it's like, did that mean nothing? That
yeah.
whole fucking 90-minute movie before this? Like, why is that? And then... By the end of the movie, they're like, we can't help Gamera. We don't. He's a monster. And it's like,
what are you talking about?
It feels like, did you fucking forget?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we still acting like we're on this?
I
saw you. I saw you come to the same conclusion, you know, and you know, this is set a year after the last movie. So mm-hmm. it's not like.
I mean, it's just confusing. It's just
right.
it's like, I don't understand why you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't even help the movie at all. Like in any like, just, you know, like.
But the fact that it is so throughout the movie,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It's spread out, and, like, we're still having people at the end being like, Gamera's the hero.
It's like, yeah. Like,
uh-huh.
Duh.
Why wouldn't he be?
He just used the power of children to defeat the evil, dumbass. duh.
But it's just so frustrating that they're, like, trying to act like that's, like, one of the main
conflicts.
Stories
yeah,
going on. You know
what
I mean?
Acting like that's an actual, like, you know, like, tension or, like, a thing to bring up. And it's like, that's also just, like, now where it's, like, you know, that's, like, kind of a stock thing, too, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these movies, just like, how can we believe he's the good guy? You know, the, like, dumb bureaucratic or, you know, just people in power being like,
right.
we can't trust them.
But there's not you know? Even the moment that usually accompanies those scenes in giant monster movies where, like, uh-oh, Gamera seems to have, you know, unprovoked destroyed a town. Uh-oh,
something
Gamera,
to, yeah.
Gamera blew up a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't provoked, and we don't know why he's doing it. We don't know if he can be trusted or not. You know,
yeah.
then I could believe that there's, like, people who are questioning whether or not he's good. But no, he literally shows up.
Trying to save people.
He shows up the first part when he first arrives, and he blows up the big flower.
Mm.
And then, you know, gets attacked by the bugs and everything. It's, like, so obvious what's happening. And then, like, two scenes later, the main female character, she's like, Gamera knew what he was doing. He attacked that flower on purpose. And it's like...
Yeah.
Was that supposed to not be obvious?
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Like, they go out of their way to say that, and it's like, yeah, shouldn't You know, I thought mm-hmm. everybody was just aware. You know, it's not supposed to be, you know, because a lot of the time they'll do stuff like, oh, the aliens did this and they attacked this. That's because, you know, bottles have this, which they could do, mm-hmm. use this with. And so they have these moments where you kind of need them to explain.
Yeah, what the revelations, sci-fi concepts are, you know, that like, they're working
oh,
with.
Oh, okay. You know, things are revealed.
Mm-hmm.
But in a similar way, they're like, oh, Gamera's, he did that.
Yeah.
It's like. Yeah, that was one that we could literally watch with our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't need that one, you know, laid out in front of us.
I mean, it's just like, why are you doing that? It doesn't help the movie. It's not like, so you can get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want to believe that it's to extend runtime, because I really just don't feel like this is that kind of movie.
Uh-huh.
This movie isn't cheap enough to just be like, you know, we'll have 20 minutes of this so that we can... you know, make more money. Like, it just doesn't quite feel like that.
I don't know if it was just a problem with, you know, going from script to screen.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, something didn't quite line up, but
yeah.
I don't know. So much of this movie is good and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell none of it was rushed.
No, yeah, they obviously worked hard on it.
What makes it all the more baffling when stuff like that has made it through to the very end.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch them, like, totally lose the stuff that, like, plot-wise helped the past one,
yeah.
the previous one,
uh-huh.
you know, because it's like, you know, that one, it's like, okay, you can kind of loosely follow that blueprint. That one was, like, so, like, you know, the fat was so cut off that it's like, of course, any elaboration upon that's kind of gonna not be quite as lean.
Yeah.
Is that, but, yeah, it just really just, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
watch the military for 20 minutes, and it's like... I mean, it's just boring. You're waiting on the movie. You know, uh-huh. that happens with these a lot, where it's just like, I don't know why you're taking up my time. That's me sitting at a big desk and uh-huh. saying, like, I don't know why you're wasting my time. I talk to my TV. I'm in a suit in a big
yeah.
skyscraper.
A big oversized suit.
Yeah, big oversized suit. I'm also tiny. I'm a little mm-hmm. baby in a big suit.
All right.
There's a bottle and so crib.
Yeah, this... I think we ended up feeling the same way about this one. My favorite is probably the first one out of mm-hmm. this trilogy, but the third one has probably some of the best stuff in it.
Mm.
Overall, like, the most cohesive, you know, good one is the first one.
Right.
But the third one has, like, there's some, like, really, really great special effect scenes. There's some really interesting plots that are, like, it's weird because this one is so focused on, like, the unfeeling aspects
mm-hmm.
of giant monster movies. Like, you know, the data and, you
military
know,
just, preparations.
Yeah, yeah, the factual, uninteresting side of it, like, the mm-hmm. completely impersonal side of movies, and the next one is, like, completely the opposite.
Mm.
There's absolutely, like, no interest in, like, you know, or, you know, I don't want to say that. Probably somebody gets on a computer and looks at something in the next
right.
one, but it's completely not this type of movie where that's what it's about.
Right. Yeah.
There's, like, it's character-centric. Mm-hmm. Like, it focuses on, like, this girl who's, like, family was killed by Gamera. And, like, nice. It's just completely, like, personal.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, bring back a lot of the characters, like the comedic guy mm-hmm. that made, like, a cameo in this one.
Right.
But he was one of the main guys in the first one. What's his face's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Old Dead Eyes. But I think you're going to like that one better than this one.
I
and
hope.
It's, I don't know. It feels like that third one really, like, goes off the rails. In terms of, like, it feels like the rules that these first two were operating under are just, like, completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a really different tone, but it's also, like, a little more free.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And not like a, you know, now it's going to be dumb kind of way, like the MonsterVerse movies got.
Right.
You know,
right.
when they kind of, you yeah. know, took the shackles just off of
falling back on
realism.
Like, irony.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Okay.
Yeah, this it's just really weird that this one, like, the first one's, like, a pretty good balance,
mm-hmm.
and then this one's, like, teetering in the, you know, because one of our big complaints about the last movie was that, like, you know, the story, the character stuff's a little light,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I really should have been appreciating
really it. Needed a little more character. They're like, okay, zero character.
Yeah, no, characters are on screen and that's about it. There's, yeah. No, they don't have conflicts, really.
Personalities? No.
Not really. Nope.
There's
no.
You know, two or three male characters, and like every now and then one of them will take initiative and like do something in the plot, but it really has nothing personal. Like any of those characters could be swapped out. You know, just feels like, just, you know, they could all be doing the same thing.
I mean, the closest thing you get to like a personal conflict is that girl's dad being upset that she has two men.
That fucking gag.
At her house. Yeah, like that
turned out to be a gag.
Yeah,
basically.
It's like a gag. She's like, oh, my dad doesn't like that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's like really the closest, because I mean, they just don't talk about themselves at all. It's, I don't know. It just, it isn't.
None of them are personally involved. You know, it's
professionally
just their job. Involved.
Yeah. And no like attention is brought to that, where it's like, I do this because it's my job. And there's no like emphasis on what that means. You know,
it's just like, I am the military guy. I'm here because I am part of the military.
It's like symbols of characters, basically. Yeah. It's not that bad. It just sucks to see it sort of dip, and it's also sort of baffling to know that this is considered on the same level as the others, to me.
Yeah.
And that is, some people are like, it's the best one. It's like, well, I don't know what you watched.
Yeah. Music was good.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I like the da-na-na-na-na-na-na, that theme that they've got for Gamera is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand
the song
why
at the end.
The song at the end.
That's always great. We see a city, a wide of something. Silence, the end. Song, you know,
yeah.
And then roll credits. It's like, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
Very of the time, alternative rock-ish song.
They do a thing in this which, like, isn't, like, so bad that it, like, you know, impacts my impression of the movie, but it is really weird. Well, they'll use stills a lot. They'll freeze
frame.
Oh
god, I forgot about that. Yeah, there's like a couple times they're like getting people out of a subway.
They abandon it towards the end of the movie. It's mainly towards like the first act when they're doing that a lot.
Yeah, they just like use a couple still frames of that happening, and it's just like.
But they'll transition between scenes by freeze framing.
Not quite long enough.
Yeah,
you know, like at least my gut instinct, if you're freeze framing. Right, you want to like freeze frame and then like either fade or like fade to black, you know. But they like the way that scenes will end a couple times is it's like it freeze frame for a second, cut, and it's like, whoa, like that's really strange as a way to move between scenes. But the still frame stuff is really like almost like the movie's like, and then they say, you know
yeah.
how it is, and it's like, no, I don't know what. You know, like you're supposed to, you're a movie?
Right.
Move? V? Huh?
You
know?
Amen. That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm always
right.
I watched
True Grit last night. Really good movie, but it ended, if I remember correctly, with a shot of John Wayne riding a horse in a very beautiful wide shot. That movie's got some beautiful cinematography, and they're doing it all like on location. Anyway, looks really good. Fade to black. And then they fade back up to a still image of John Wayne riding a horse, like, up close, and it's blurry as fuck. It's like, you know, like, him, you know, getting, like, bucked, and it's, like, blurry as shit, and they roll the credits over that. And it was so funny last night, because I was like, God, that was a good movie. What the fuck? Because you know, it ends, and then it starts back up. Just with a fucking, like, funny picture. It's like, what? Why? You know, it doesn't really affect the quality of the movie.
It's just like, here's a little something that you'll never know. You'll never know.
Fucking idea was this?
I hate that. Movies give you little mysteries every now and then. Yeah. Where it's just like, fuck you. You'll never know the answer to why this is like it is.
Right.
You know? Some bizarre turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's weird taste. In the editing room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that shows up in this movie. There's still frames
mm-hmm.
A couple times. And Yeah, I mean, it's really just like maybe somebody was like, wouldn't it be cool if we did that? And somebody said, yeah, you know, like that's like, I can't imagine it's like a way to solve a problem because it's like, you don't, I don't even need to see you saving people.
Right.
Cut the scene, like, you know, cut there, you know, like what?
Right.
That's whatever.
The battle in this felt more like a Pokemon battle.
Yeah.
Than a giant monster battle, because they're always, you know, shooting little balls at each other, and that thing keeps doing that one attack over and over and over and over again, where he opens up his face, and then...
I zoned out. I was like...
At the end, where it's still a really cool effect, the part when he, like, shoots all those little... hand-drawn tentacle little, things.
Yeah,
the red
little strings
ones.
They go through Gamera.
It's really cool, but like by the time you get there, it's just like, fucking come on.
Yeah, it's like, speed it up, come on.
Because there's two or three times when like Gamera does like a big final attack, you know? And I mean, it's obvious when he's doing like the real last one because there's like a ton of build-up for it. And it's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does feel a little bit like, I don't know, it doesn't really have anything to do with them being giant monsters. Like, the part in the airport, like, it was hitting on it, you know, like, what they're doing is impacting, like, you know, the little creatures that are living beneath them.
Yeah,
but at the end, it's just, like, fucking laser, 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 laser.
Yeah, there are buildings there.
Energy beam, you know, it's just, you know, it becomes, like, kind of intangible.
Yeah,
it's... And it's just like, all right, like, it doesn't look bad.
No.
But, like, it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you're just, that. Like I said, I was just numb at that point where it's just like, okay, you know, like, I'm zoning out because it's, I tried. I tried to pay attention, you know, and it's just like, ugh.
You'd probably like it more on another viewing, I think.
Maybe.
I did. I felt pretty much the exact same way as you. I was, like, worn out by the end of it, and there's, like, so little to hold on to because, like, they're not making it. I mean, the cinematography is awesome. They're doing awesome. Like, even in scenes that are, like, not great, like, they're just talking to military people. Like, they're moving the camera around, and they're getting great angles, and a lot of times there's, like, you know, fucking awesome lighting.
Yeah.
There's that one time when they're just, like, in an office building looking at a computer, and it's, like...
Yeah, like a sunset. Yeah, and it's like in there, and it's just nice.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're doing everything possible to like keep you interested without, you know, giving you something actually interesting.
Yeah,
you know what
they're
I mean?
Trying to make this. They're doing a lot to make an uninteresting story interesting.
Right.
It's like, I wouldn't call it lazy, you know, and I don't know.
No, it's anything but lazy.
No,
it's
just
got so much talent coursing through its veins. Like, it's, everything looks great and. Sounds great.
There's cool ideas. I mean, they're trying. It's just, I mean, it just doesn't end up, doesn't make for a compelling movie at the end of the day. I mean, it's just, I feel pretty neutral.
Right.
Towards its existence. It's like, that's neat.
I mean, it's hard to completely criticize it because it's also like, it's not failing at being a narrative. You know what I mean? Because it's got a beginning, middle, and end.
You can understand what's happening on a basic level.
Yeah, you're never confused.
It's just, there's no reason for you to care about what's going on. It's like, oh, the world might end, and it's like, well, obviously it's not going to, like,
you know that I know
the world isn't gonna end in this movie, but
that's, I hate to keep coming back to the next movie, but you'll see it then, but like that one, it really does feel like the world could end, you know, like it's got
stakes.
It really feels like just like all bets are off. You know what I mean? That one's really interesting in a way that this one isn't. This is a Christmas movie.
I'll start burning you with a paper clip I heated up and say, this is a Christmas movie. This is an epic freaking Christmas movie. Here's why Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Here's why Home Alone 2 Lost in New York is a Christmas
movie. 255 reasons why Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Number one.
1,000 million movies you didn't realize were Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Don Fry?
I mean, kicked in the head by a horse a few times.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. I feel pretty neutral towards this movie. There's good stuff, but it's just not very interesting, and there's not much of a reason to watch it besides seeing the impressive stuff that they pulled off and some pretty images.
Yeah.
5 out of 10. That's how I feel.
All right. there's so little that's actually bad about this movie.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just, you know, you can name things that aren't working as well as you'd like them to, but, you know, there's so much quality in here still. You know what I mean? I would really like for this to be like the baseline for monster movies, you know, or giant monster movies, I mean. You know, if this was as bad as it got, you know, just kind of boring, you know, the landscape would be much better. But yeah, overall, in the grand scheme of things, this is way better than a ton of the movies we've watched, you know, probably better than half of them. You know, yeah. We've watched, you know, this is better than the entire fucking, or, you know, has more worth than the entire Rebirth of Mothra trilogy. You know, at least half of the Heisei Godzilla movies, this is better than a lot of the later old Gamera movies. I'm gonna give this a 6 out of 10, you know, because it really is so good, you know. It's almost like if these guys tried to make a bad movie, this is what would happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it just can't help being good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to give them fucking credit. Like, every part of this just, you know, is well made. It's just not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode, we'll be watching Gamera Revenge of Iris. Or Gamera 3 Revenge of Iris.
I'm so excited that I'm shaking and sweating and I've got a fever and I'm having seizures and my brain is...